Okie dokie, Monday. Yes, indeed, we are back at it today. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this March 11th. And gosh darn it, we may have to only wear jackets into work this week. What a wonderful thing to have back. Warmer weather on the horizon, our misheard lyric show tomorrow, St. Paddy's weekend, then another massive snowstorm next week, probably. Just because March likes to torment us. Hopefully that's not the case. We'll find out. Today's show, I'll focus on that. That's the matter at hand. We had an Elton onslaught for random facts. We dueled once again with Quick Draw, only had some different participants this time. And as it's Monday morning, we rounded up the stupid over the weekend and did away with them. Thin the herd, as always. Here you go. Enjoy. It's a daily podcast.
When is the Elton John movie coming out? Do you remember? I remember asking you
it was
this.
May.
May. Because Elton John's autobiography is coming out in September. It may have gotten that one backwards, Elton. I mean, you know, wouldn't you want the story out, you know, first and then let them use the makeup version?
Yeah, one would
Nobody
think.
Reads anymore. Doesn't matter.
Debbie does. Debbie, there isn't a rock star book that comes out that Debbie doesn't read.
That's a great point. Okay, no millennials read.
Okay. Well, you got a date?
May 31st.
May 31st.
Big year for Elton. He's got about 655 shows to do.
Right.
And then he's got a movie and then an autobiography. Right. And then 700 more shows in 2020.
Don't forget 21. I think that's when it finally ends.
Yeah.
And then by then,
by then
Kiss will be doing another goodbye tour.
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
The Kiss is back goodbye tour. All right.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
It's a Monday morning, which means that if we want to put your life straight, we've got to get to.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
Bah! All right, Cindy, why don't you get us going today?
Okay, a single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto.
A spaghetto? Oh.
Yes.
Really?
That's fun.
Right, do they have burn down houses in the spaghetto?
Yes, they do. I know a good dealer by one, too.
It's very hard to tell how many spaghettos will be the right amount of spaghetti when you eat. Like 16,000 spaghettos.
All right, Steve?
There are more privately owned tigers in Texas than all the zoos in America combined.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Wow.
The average cumulus cloud weighs over 1 million pounds.
And it's so hard to package.
That's a good point.
All right. And lastly this morning, the founder of Match.com lost his girlfriend to a guy she met on Match.com.
No.
And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
So later on at 7:40 this morning, we're going to play a quick draw for Alice Cooper tickets. Now, if you've never encountered this before, this is where we'll hand out a suggestion like name a dog starting with the letter P.
Pomeranian.
All right. See, there we go.
Well, that was
Did
close.
You get your pug out first?
You put in like 4 U's in the pug.
Okay.
It's a mental trick, Steve.
I like to give Dave one before I absolutely smash his ass in.
Well, this
is kind of true.
Well, Steve has won this, Cindy, the past three times we've done it, right? And he's taken Dave out. And they each play for a listener. So it has been suggested that Steve bow out and host the game. Mm-hmm. Right, and that I take the place of Steve and go, it's me against Dave.
Sure.
Right. I could host and have you two go at it. Whatever
you
find most compelling.
Do that too. But does that mean I have to give up my position of control here at the mixing board?
No, because once we have a winner, you're just going to read
Right, but
them
I
there.
Won't know. I won't know. See, someone's gonna have to hit the...
Well, at this rate, we can have Brendan walk over there and just push any button, and he's 50-50 chance he hits the right button.
I'm having a bad Monday, okay?
I understand
I'm
that.
Having a bad Monday.
Listen, it's not just Monday. It's been months now. Bill likes to bring it up at our meetings. Doesn't matter. See, you probably didn't even mean to hit that one. You meant something different.
Let's do it.
It doesn't matter. Stop. It doesn't matter whether we actually hit all of them or not. It doesn't matter.
It's John's first day with the soundboard over there.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
It's like a little kid on Christmas with the new toy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's either going to be me versus John or you versus John.
Right.
When one of us will host.
All right,
but I think that's probably the way to go.
I think it makes sense to have the reigning champ
defend his title personally.
I see.
You know, I don't think it makes sense for Steve to bow out. He's the champ. He has to continue on. It's like wrestling. Mm-hmm. He got the belt. Everyone's going after him.
Whatever you guys want. I'm here
if
to,
John goes down three in a row, hell, we'll throw an intern at him next time.
Yeah, but to answer your question, no, you don't. I don't think you don't need the sounds, really, if you think about it, because we're going to know who got it right. Or it's just a word.
Right.
Unless we throw out one of Dave's ridiculous answers that makes zero sense at all.
Don't knock my technique. Gets you confused. Then
well,
I'm going for the...
we've got Alice Cooper tickets coming up at 7:44. It seems I will play for somebody and Steve will play for somebody.
Sure.
And Dave is going to host. Oh, this is going to be a cluster. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to meet our guests who are going to join us for Quick Draw. We've got Brian. Hi there, Brian. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Where are you from, Brian?
I'm from Medford.
From Medford. All right. Are you at work on your way? What's your story?
I'm at work.
You're at work. What do you do for a living?
I drive a school bus.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You're not driving and talking to us, are you?
No.
That would be highly against the rules. All right. And Sue is also on the line. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, John.
And where are you from?
I'm from Manio.
Okay, and let's see. Okay, well, it's too early to get a beer. So where do you work?
I work in Horsham.
Okay, all right. What do you do for a living?
I am a project manager.
A project manager.
Okay.
All right. All right. What kind of projects do you manage?
Right now, I'm clinical trials.
What's that?
Clinical trials.
Clinical trials.
Clinical trials.
Okay.
Yeah.
That must be. Is that where you come up with wacky names for drugs?
Sure.
All right. Now, okay, Steve, who are you going to play for? You going to play for Sue? You going to play for Brian?
You know what? I feel like a project manager. I'll go with Sue.
You're going to go with Sue? Okay. I'm playing for I feel like a bus driver. I'll play for Brian. I didn't have many other choices, Brian.
Driving the short bus.
So, all right. Well, let me get the instant replay started here.
Sure.
Right? Because we need that to make sure that, you know, we're on the up and up, fair and square.
Sure. Yep. Fire up the quick draw bed if you have it.
Now, okay, here comes the quick draw bed. All right, now.
We're rolling, so we can check the tape if need be.
Yeah. We can check the tape if need be. Our example this morning is the type of question you'll be asking us, Dave.
Yes.
What's the example?
What was the example?
The
top one.
The example is name a dog breed starting with the letter P.
Pug.
Poodle. All right, see, now he would have won that.
All right. Yeah.
All right. But he always says pug every time we do this question.
It's his go-to.
The Kinks.
It's his greatest
hit. The Kinks.
All right. So it's the first to get the three, correct?
Correct.
All right. So get us started.
Okay, here we go. First one. Name something you would find on a pirate ship with the letter P.
All right. I got a problem with this already.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I got a problem
with
this already.
Hold on a second.
Already.
You got to let me get the...
He knows the question.
Yeah, you got to... John did fire out a P word before he heard that it was the letter P.
Yeah, okay. Let's continue.
I'm going to go from the bottom.
John's 1-0.
I'm going from the bottom up.
Okay, all right.
The Kinks!
Name something sweet with the letter I.
Ice cream.
Oh, nice. Okay, John's up 1. Name something you would find in the ocean starting with the letter C.
Clam.
Nice, 1-1.
Okay.
Name an occupation starting with the letter G.
Garbage man.
Oh, 2-1. Back and forth. Name an animal with four legs starting with the letter B.
Bear.
Wow. All right. Is that three?
I don't know.
That is
three. Yeah, John got it. John got it.
Not really sure.
3-1.
We're not doing this again. I can tell you that right now. He knows the first question. Are you serious? What a joke! I knew that was going to happen.
I did not.
John, congratulations.
I just took a guess.
You deserve it. Brian,
I just took a
you deserve
guess.
It too. I hope that show gets canceled.
It just bothers him to lose to me. I took a guess that you were going. You said pirate, and I just went parrot. All right. I could have said
likely story,
broadsword, or whatever. All right,
the hell out
but
of here.
Brian, you've got yourself a pair of tickets to see Alice Cooper. Congratulations to you, Sue. Thank you so much for playing along. I still think parrot was fine.
Parrot would have been fine if you had waited to find out what the letter was.
I could have said cannon also.
You should have said cannon, or we wouldn't have this conversation.
Someone says pirate to me, the first thing I see is a pirate with a damn parrot on his head, on his shoulder.
Likely excuse. You knew the letter. You knew the answers.
We got a real controversy.
Won't be doing this again.
And I still won. All right.
Yeah, of course you won.
Without that one, we ruled that one out, and I still beat. This is what it is. He's just upset that he lost.
I'm not upset that I lost.
Yes, you are.
I'm upset that I lost to a person who knew the answers.
How else would you lose?
Exactly. Knew the answers prior to it.
It's just this you hate. This is what you hate.
This is the worst part.
I'm fine. You know what, Dave?
What's that?
John, why don't you pack up your own stuff in the office?
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Let me find
yourself.
All right. No problem.
Listen, your name's on the log.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I got to use it.
Nice one. Nice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
So let me get this straight before we even get into Thin mm-hmm. the Herd. Mm-hmm. So in Florida, because Dave just did an on the record about this, in Florida they have like some sort of, what did it call it? Sunshine something? What is it
called? The Sunshine Law.
The Sunshine
yes.
Law, which basically means anything that happens to anybody is in full view of everybody.
Yeah, anything that's publicly filed is
right.
going to be an open book for right. anyone who wants to know.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like Florida was getting a bad rap. We're always ragging on them.
Right.
And much like here in Philly.
So the fact that these people do idiotic things, you mm-hmm. think that's to blame because the rest of us get to know about it?
No, I think it happens in every state.
Uh-huh.
They just don't have the transparency in other states.
I see. Right.
And other factors. Check out the podcast.
Right.
Like we're still throwing snowballs at Santa and booing him.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Down in Florida, it's not as crazy as the media wants you to think.
I'm still not moving there.
That's fine. Probably wouldn't either.
Lo and behold, there's a 40-year-old guy named Shane Mealy who lives in Riviera Beach, Florida.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole the guy's rare coin collection. Value, $33,000.
Oh, score.
Shane decided he's going to make some money on that. So he took it to a neighborhood store that had a Cornstar machine, and he cashed them in for face value.
Oh, no.
He got enough store credit to buy 2 12-packs of beer.
Oh, no.
So he turned $33,000 into 30 bucks.
Wow.
All right. He's been arrested for grand theft, and unfortunately, the cops have not been able to find the missing coins.
In the herd.
Steve?
A 29-year-old Rafael Rosario had been working at a security guard at a CVS in Springfield, Massachusetts, while undercover cops were working in the area when they spotted a drug deal going down. It turned out it was Rafael. Yes. He was selling cocaine in the parking lot. That means he'd been dealing drugs outside of a drugstore.
Prime location.
Yeah, seriously. So they also found 2 bags of cocaine in his car, along with $600 in cash. He's facing charges for distribution of cocaine distribution of cocaine and possession of a Class B substance with intent to distribute. I can read.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right. Even criminals in cartoons aren't as slapstick as this guy. A 37-year-old named Jason McEnroe robbed a bank at gunpoint in Waterville, Maine last Tuesday morning. And then he ran away. But as he ran through the parking lot of a Chinese restaurant across the street, he slipped on some ice, which made his gun fall out of his pocket. And a bunch of cash that he stole flew into the air like confetti. And that wasn't the end of it. He fell and slid right in front of a police officer who randomly happened to be parked there at the time. The cop was more sure-footed and arrested Jason for bank robbery.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, right here in Pennsylvania, a 28-year-old guy named Matthew McClure broke into somebody's garage in Erie, Pennsylvania last Monday and stole a bunch of stuff. He got his hands on some hunting gear, tools, some various items, and all this stuff was pretty heavy, and he didn't want to make multiple trips, so he stole a sled from the garage to transport the stuff, and the tracks led the cops in the snow directly to his house, which was just 2 blocks away. He's facing multiple felonies for burglary, criminal trespass, theft, and receiving stolen property.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.